News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Governor Walker says he hopes to meet briefly with President Obama before the president makes a speech in Waukesha. The governor says he'd like to talk about what the feds can do to ease our propane shortage.
My hope is that his administration will be as interested as I've found both Democrats and Republicans in our congressional delegation to be interested in. This is an issue where, as governor, it's important for me to be there talking to him.
Walker also says he'll work with other governors to make sure the infrastructure's in place to avoid similar shortages in the future. While propane users have been nervous, there is not a concern about natural gas supplies, although you may be facing some higher bills the next time you hear from WPS. Leah Van Zyl from Wisconsin Public Service says, of course, the amount of energy used is going to be way up because of the cold snap.
WPS will reach near record levels of natural gas use, but our supply is adequate to serve our customers, barring any of unforeseen incidences.
A daycare provider in Colby is accused of breaking the leg of a 7-month-old child. The mother of that infant says the baby's leg was swollen and at an odd angle when she picked up her daughter one day last October at Dreambound Daycare. The arrest was made when the baby's 4-year-old sister said that the infant was thrown on the floor while being fed. Prosecutors are charging 25-year-old Kaylee Schnitzler with one count of child abuse and one count of neglect. Schnitzler had initially claimed the child's injury happened while the baby was being put into a high chair. The Weston couple that's exhausted all their appeals and was convicted of reckless homicide for praying over their dying diabetic daughter instead of getting medical help will be back in court today. The issue is whether their sentence will include jail time.
A motions hearing is scheduled for 2:30 today for Dale and Leilani Newman of Weston. The Newmans lost a state Supreme Court appeal, and now Marathon County prosecutors say it's time for the sentence to be served. The parents of Kara Newman were each sentenced to a month in jail once a year for 6 years, plus 10 years probation and community service. That sentence was on hold during the appeals process. Expect the district attorney's office to seek a definite starting time for those sentences to be served. 11-year-old Kara Newman died of untreated diabetes nearly 6 years ago. Dale and Leilani Newman prayed for her to recover instead of taking her to the doctor. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Trail cameras may be popular for photographing wildlife, and sometimes they catch burglars too. In Taylor County, deputies released a photograph showing a suspect in a January 8th robbery, and it didn't take long for several people to identify him. He's 33-year-old Travis Hamm of Thorpe, and he turned himself in to the Taylor County Jail around 8 o'clock the same evening. Would you take $40,000 to walk away from your job? That's the offer American Airlines is making to some flight attendants. The airline announced that plan as part of a volunteer program. They're hoping to reduce their staff by about 1,500 employees. They employ more than 40,000 flight attendants. It looks like it's been another night of misery for some unfortunate students in Alabama. In the wake of a rare snowstorm there, Governor Robert Bentley said that some students have simply been stuck in their schools because of crashes on the interstates, unable for parents to get through. And in Atlanta, they are still clearing jackknife tractor trailers from 3 inches of snow there. The city doesn't have enough snowplows to clear their roads. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
The cold weather is over, but it's giving way to some snowfall for today. Looking for 2 to 5 inches accumulation, the heaviest around late morning through midday, and a winter weather advisory in effect for the entire area. 27 for the high. Decreasing clouds tonight and quite cold, a low of 9 below 0. A chilly day for Friday with mostly sunny skies, a high of 7. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, maybe a few flurries, and a high of 14. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
That winter weather advisory is up for central Wisconsin until 6 o'clock tonight. Real-time weather radar at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.